my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 26th, 2014. So now we move to the sign of Libra. We've gone through the beginning stages of the birth process, virgin birth, immaculate conception. And we are in the fall season. When you check the signs going into August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, all of those are the signs we must deal with during the fall of the seasons and the winter, during the, which symbolizes the fall of the human family, the fall of mankind. And so as we go through these signs, as we go through this time period in the seasons, and we examine all the attributes and characteristics associated with each sign, they will teach us of ourselves. They will teach us the signs, the attributes, the characteristics, will teach us of how during this fall, how we are to look at our structure from the navel down, those urges, those appetites, those desires symbolized by the sex organs and symbolized by the stomach. How do we utilize those lower urges? How do we control those lower urges? How do we mitigate against those powerful urges that they are not used against us to defeat the liberation movement? The wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families, they have scientists that have studied the human being psychologically and physically and spiritually and emotionally, and they know all about the lower urges, the lower desires. Look at your navel and your waistline as your equator. We are in the fall of the human being. I think in Islam, they call it the Dua prayer. And I remember in Kemet, Egypt, the sun going down into the fall was called the Duat, going down into the Duat. So to me, in my mind, the Dua prayer is the prayer that seeks to guard us from ourselves in our fall so that we may gain strength, and so that we may be born again and resurrected into new creation, new life to do the will of the Almighty. September 24 to October 23 is approximately the time of Libra. The balance. And I'm reminded of this balance. I'm reminded of truth, justice, and righteousness, Ma'at, the goddess, the beautiful black goddess with wings, who held the balance. And after the traversing of the soul in the physical realm, that soul would go before the balance held by Ma'at, and a feather was on one side of the balance. Your heart was on the other. If the heart was heavy, greater in weight than the feather, then that was a heavy heart that needed to be cleansed, too much sins, and so that person was devoured by the devouring animal, symbolizing devour that wickedness. Eat up that wickedness, destroy that wickedness, clean up the heavy heart. If the heart was equal to or lighter than the feather, you enter into paradise. This is teaching us that we must be born again. If we're not born of the water, Yahushua, Yahushua, Jesus said, if you're not born of the water and born of the Spirit, you can't enter into paradise. You can't enter into the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. That power of the Almighty within ourselves to rule this universe is alive with, or it is within us, but needs to be awakened and enlivened. So Yahushua said, the kingdom is within. This power is within, here and now. We must look at all the symbols for here and now. So the balance, Libra, the balance, the sign of the statesman or manager. Let me see if I can find something on statesman. You must be a statesman. In order to be a statesman, you must have balance. A statesman is usually a politician, diplomat, or other notable public figure who has had a long and respected career at the national and international level. The statesman is supposed to go out and make peace, not like Hillary Clinton, not like Kerry, John Kerry. These go out and make warfare. These go out and work with the CIA. These go out and work with the intelligence community to foment death and destruction and warfare. We must be real, true statesmen and go out and make peace and understand diplomacy, understand how to negotiate, understand how to ensure that all can see the benefit of peace rather than the benefit of war. We must be able to have a national understanding and an international understanding. See, you that are born under Libra, you may have these signs and attributes strong in your life, but these attributes are in all of us as the collective children of the Most High that must be enlivened and awakened and born again of virgin birth and immaculate conception into this consciousness. The manager, a statesman or a manager. Let me see if I can find something on a manager. These are talents, characteristics, and attributes that are associated with the zodiac sign Libra, a manager. Let's see. A manager is one who directs a business or other enterprise, one who controls resources, expenditures as of a household, one who is in charge of the business. Well, we are looking at the business of the universe. And we want to be the type of statesman and manager that manages the universe in such a way that every human being has equal access to every facet of the science of the universe, of the science of the waters of Nun and the womb of Nonet, having equal access into this virgin birth, immaculate conception, consciousness, and mind. This is a cardinal Aries sign. Now, a cardinal sign is the sign that denotes activity, motion, expression, changeableness. So if you're a statesman and a manager, you're on the move. You're active. You are able to express the mind of the Almighty and the mind of the universe. John Kerry expresses the mind of President Obama, supposedly. But John Kerry and Obama, but looking at John Kerry as the head of the State Department, Secretary of State, he expresses the mind of the wicked ruling class because he's always fomenting warfare and bloodshed. Wants to kill in Syria, kill in Iraq, kill in Afghanistan, kill all over, fight against Russia, kill and destroy the Ukraine, You've heard how we have described the actions of John Kerry and those of Hillary Clinton, always fomenting warfare. That's not a statesman. A true statesman expresses the mind of peace and tranquility and truth and justice and righteousness. A true statesman, a true manager, wants to see the resources managed in a proper fashion so that every human being has their birthright, their sacred and divine allotment, portion of the universe, so that all of us may grow into the gods and the goddesses that the Almighty has called us to be. Changeableness. You're meeting with people on the national level. You have to be able to change. Changeability. You meet with people on the international level. You meet with nations. You meet with heads of state. You meet with heads of corporations. You meet with this powerful individual, that powerful individual. You must be able to go with the flow and change, not for wicked, but for righteousness. They give alertness, restlessness, flexibility, and suppleness. So flexible, so changeable, but always alert. Always ready to move. That's a statesman. That's a manager. We have to be on the move. We have to be on the go. I'm reminded of my brother, Reverend Pinckney, functioning in Detroit and, is it Ann Arbor, Michigan? Functioning, this is Reverend Pinckney, functioning as a statesman. Functioning as a manager on Webster Tarpley's program, World in Crisis Radio, October the 25th edition, Tarpley.net. Webster interviews Reverend Pinckney, who within the past week acted and functioned like a true statesman, not wanting to see sisters and brothers suffer the loss of water. Water is a human right. The municipalities purposefully drive up the price of water, overprice the facility of water. The sisters and brothers get behind 1, 2, 3 weeks, 1, 2, 3 months, and then the city, the municipalities, the private owners of water cut off the water of the people, causing unsanitary conditions, causing sisters and brothers to go without water. You need water to drink, to bathe, to do your oral hygiene. We need water to wash off food. We need water. Water is absolutely essential. Water is a human right. So, sisters and brothers, using tools to turn the water back on, because water is a human right. So, Reverend Pinckney saw fit to become a statesman and a manager on behalf of the people and began to move in his restless type of manner. In his restless manner, began to move toward the United Nations and meet with the United Nations and attempt to influence the United Nations to see what is going on in America, to see that the shutting off of water is a violation of international rights, international law, international human rights. Every human being has a right to water. Thank you, Reverend Pinckney, for being the statesman and the manager of the people in, is it Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Detroit, Michigan. What else is associated with the cardinal sign? The cardinal quality corresponds to the soul and its various conditions as animal, human, or spiritual, as a modifying influence operating in the world of form. So look, we're looking at the scientific reality of the soul, the spirit, soul, the consciousness, the soul, which is called her and she. The soul is feminine. This soul operating in the world of form. So we have this soul, but this soul must be strengthened through the various stages, starting with the animal stage, where our soul, our consciousness, our mind is like the animal, having no morals. Whatever's good, do it. Don't care how the consequences. Don't care about the consequences. Then we move from the animal stage to the human stage. We're moving up in quality. Our soul is being transmutated. Moving from the base level, like alchemy. Moving from the base level, like a base metal, to be transformed by the power of light and wisdom and knowledge in the mind. Reforming ourselves, purifying ourselves, growing ourselves, our soul, from the animal stage to the human stage. Now we have feeling. But we want to move from the human stage to that spiritual stage because we want to get to E equals MC squared. We want to get to the E side of the equation. We want to understand the energy, spirit, disposition of the universe so that we may be born again of virgin birth and immaculate conception. The cardinal Aries sign. So air, remember we're constructed from earth, air, fire, and water. Remember the burst of air. Remember that spirit is associated with air as well. Yahushua associated the Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, with the wind. You can't see the wind coming or going, but when the wind has come and gone, you see the effects of the wind. The Mother Holy Spirit is the same. You can't see her coming or going, but when she has come and gone, you know that she has been here. Alert, just, artistic. So we are alert. We are aware. We're just. We believe. We know. We know injustice. We are a justice-loving people, artistic, able to produce art, not just drawing, but love is an art. Peace is an art. Justice is an art that we must be painstaking. These are words associated with the Libra. Painstaking means you take your time. You don't rush it. You are methodical. You are excruciating painfully, taking your time to establish balance and justice in the earth. Balance. You need masculine, feminine. You need men, women. You need male, female. You need boy, girl. You need positive and negative energy. Negative is not evil. Evil is evil. Negative is good. You need positive, which is the masculine, and negative, which is the feminine, together to produce energy, balance in the world. Affectionate. To be affectionate with someone, to show that you love and care about someone. Human beings must love and take care and show affection to one another. Sympathetic. Are you not sympathetic when you see sisters and brothers going through trials and tribulation? Sympathy for each other. Sympathy for men and women and boys and girls going through trials and tribulation, going through warfare and bloodshed. This is to inspire us to get up and stand up and establish balance in the earth. Make our hearts to be light like the feather. Not heavy as lead, but light like the feather. The ruler of Libra is Venus. Let me try and run to Venus right quick. Venus is this symbol associated with Venus is the symbol of the female, the symbol of the sacred divine feminine. Venus is associated with love and nature and pleasure. Warfare and bloodshed is not natural. Warfare and bloodshed is no pleasure in it, no love in it. Venus is associated with children. What's good for the children? What's best for the babies? Associated with art And righteousness is an art. Love is an art associated with luck and wealth, having to do with the force of the universe in our corner, producing luck and good and grace and wealth for us because we are united with the spirit of the universe. Beneficent, the lesser fortune of the ancient. I'm not quite certain about the lesser fortune, but the beneficent, that which is beneficent, that which is merciful, that which is good, that which is grace, beneficence and mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of our mother Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. The gems associated with Libra, the balance, are diamond and opal. Diamonds in the earth should be equally accessed, and resources equally accessed by all. No more of this killing and destruction for resources. Opal is a hydrated, amorphous form of silica. Let's see. Silica is defined as a hard, unreactive, colorless compound that occurs as the mineral quartz. Remember the waters of Noon? Remember the plasma? Remember the quartz? And as a principal constituent of sandstone and other rocks, we're looking at various aspects of the waters of Noon. We're looking at glass. We're looking at how glass is used in the universe to create a three-dimensional hologramic reality. The color of indigo and blue, waters of Noon depicted as blue, and copper. Let me see if I can hit copper right quick. Oh, it's so wonderful to understand some of the science. We're not experts, but we are perfecting and becoming experts. Copper. Copper is a chemical element with the symbol Cu from the Latin cuprum and atomic number 29. So 29. On the atomic element table, 29 protons, neutrons, and electrons, which means this is 29 hydrogens, or 29 crystals, or 29 atoms, or 29 monstrance, or 29 Lord Shiva. See, we understand the science now, sisters and brothers. The harmonious signs for business or marriage or companionship are Aquarius and Gemini. Although many would use this for an individual reality or manifestation, we say look in Aquarius and Gemini and look at those characteristics and attributes and pull those characteristics and attributes from Aquarius and Gemini and put them with Libra, the signs and the attributes and the characteristics, and then we as the human family may be able to understand better how to liberate the human family. Sisters and brothers, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.